This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, the long-awaited picks for Super Bowl, and this is a problem. We have a problem. I, every year, help you guys predict the NFL winner, right? Football. Yeah, we're talking football, people, okay? As the AFC, NFC battle it out, we have, as usual, the Patriots playing. Okay? No shock there. And I like Tom Brady. But, surprise, we have the Rams. And that is a surprise. And, I'm a little upset that, you know, Dallas lost to the Rams. So, even though I'm from L.A., I'm not the biggest fan of the Rams because of this season. Although, it is about time that L.A. does make it to the Super Bowl. So, we have to now decide who to put money on for those of us who gamble, and we shouldn't gamble, but we do. But for those of us that want to pick who's going to win the Super Bowl, we need to do this very, very methodically and systematically. And so, when I choose who's going to win the Super Bowl, I take a lot of things into account. And me being a doctor, the big thing I take into account is the injuries. And so I go to the NFL injury report. Here's the problem. I am pulling it up right now, and they say no injuries to report. Okay, that's bullcrap. That is bullcrap. I have a nationally syndicated radio show globally listened to. Right? I have people waiting. Okay? Waiting for our results. Let me see if ESPN, because I was expecting that by the time I got on air, we would have the injury reports. Didn't Gurley get hurt? That's kind of big. Okay, let me see here. ESPN, they better have some injury reports. No, they're talking about the Falcons. Oh, come on. The Falcons, we're not even there. Come on. Okay, let me see if this better be up to date. Okay, let's pull up. I apologize. Let's pull up New England. This is some serious stuff. January 30th. Here we go. Questionable. Positional defensive tackle. Why? Because of his calf. Then we have a wide receiver out. Josh Gordon. Oh, Malcolm Brown and Josh Gordon. Josh Gordon's out. Uh-oh. That's a problem. Oh, that's a problem. Okay. We got the Rams. Their place kicker, Greg Zuerlein. So far, that's all we have. Now, this gives us nothing. For those of you guys that know my technique, okay, I rate how the Super Bowl is going to go based on the type of injury and where the injury is. So, the anatomy really, really counts. To me, if you sustained a groin injury on your team, that's probably one of the worst injuries, okay? Now, maybe not medically one of the worst injuries. A head injury is worse. But psychologically, a groin injury will usually sink a football team. Even if you didn't hurt your groin. It's just the guys are like, I don't want anything happening to mine, and they play different. I'm not lying. So, a groin injury, all right, will possibly be the worst. Then I grade head injury second. Then a hip, then a glute, then a quad injury, a hamstring, eye, abdomen, chest, knee, shoulder, calf, arm, ankle, foot, wrist, hand, finger, down to toe. A toe injury, I don't give a heart and jute about. So, a Patriot's hamstring injury is close to the groin. So, if that's the case, then if somebody has a hamstring injury versus someone has an ankle injury, that hamstring injury is worse. Now, some of you will say, okay, you know what? This is tough. This is kind of tough. Can I make it easy? Well, you can do the number game. You could just count who has more injuries. The problem is they list everybody, even the players that kind of suck. So I want to go through that method. Then the colors. Now, a lot of people like looking at colors, even guys. It's not a girly thing. I mean, like a female thing. It's not, okay? We look at colors. From a medical standpoint, I think certain colors fare worse than others. So look at the body. The color black, horrible in the body. That means it's necrotic tissue. Blue is horrible, green, yellow. White, not too bad, and red and brown. So in medicine, black occurs with necrosis, blue hypoxia, green mucus, yellow gonorrhea. White and red, fairly routine colors, bone and blood. Silver and purple, kind of neutral, which is why the Vikings, I usually do well with the Vikings because they're purple, pretty neutral, pretty easy. So what is your color scale from most problematic to least? Well, black, blue, yellow, green, orange, purple, silver, white, red. So we need to know what are the, you know, what's everybody wearing? Well, if the Patriots wear white and the Rams are wearing yellow, Patriots are going to win. Oh, come on, stop. No, I mean it. I'm not lying. So I don't know what to do in terms of making a, making a guess. We don't have the NFL injury report, which I need, and this is really BS that they don't have it. But if anybody has a groin injury, that team may sink on Sunday. Right now, it's looking like we're just looking at a foot versus a, and I apologize, I got to pull this up because I know some of you guys, I know you're at the sports book right now. Give me some time. Versus calf. Well, the Patriots, Malcolm Brown is a calf. Josh Gordon just out. They aren't telling us if it's his groin. If Josh Gordon's groin has anything to do with what's going on this week, we have a problem. So right now, all I could do is base this on the colors. And I guess we have to look up what the colors are going to be. Hey, I've been right 90% of the time. So I'm thinking it's Patriots, but I could see how it could be Rams. I just got to find out what their uniform color is. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember years ago, I don't know if it was Dr. Oz, well, somebody kind of brought into the spotlight the issue of arsenic being in our fruit juices. And I guess another study has come out from Consumer Reports, who usually watches this pretty closely, finding high levels of arsenic in 50% of drinks tested. 50% having high levels. So Consumer Reports is a nonprofit research group, and they found mercury, cadmium, and arsenic in 21 of the 45 juices they tested. Just half a cup of juice a day could drive up a child's arsenic blood levels. They said previous tests by Consumer Reports found arsenic and lead in a myriad of other infant baby foods, suggesting that children could be exposed to metals in multiple ways on a regular basis. This is bad. I mean, in the olden days, these kids would drink mother's milk. Not really a lot of heavy metals or contaminants or processed food. They'd drink mom's milk. And then they'd either drink water or goat milk or cow milk when they're older. So each of these metals, arsenic, mercury, cadmium, show adverse effects on their developing brains and nervous systems and have potential additive effects. Now, back in 2013, their report exposed high levels. So the FDA, that was when it was, you know, revealed on Dr. Oz, and that prompted the FDA to officially explore new limits on lead and arsenic in juice. Now, they say the new report said something was done, lower levels across the board, but the chemists who conducted the investigation said the levels are still higher than they should be. So, which juices could cause harm if you drank a half a cup a day? Well, Trader Joe's fresh pressed apple juice, 365 everyday value Whole Foods organic 100% juice Concord grape. Ooh, I love grape juice. R.W. Knudsen organic just Concord grape juice, Welch's Concord grape, Welch's grape juice with grape. Maybe they mean white grape. I think they meant white grape. Great value Walmart cranberry grape juice, and Welch's 100% juice with antioxidant superberry. Now, the thing is arsenic. I think arsenic is in the drinking water supply of an entire Chilean community. We're being reported by Daily Mail. And they said apparently they have evolved to be immune to it. But most of us are not immune. And they say it can cause some damaging effects. In a study in 2012, it found pregnant mice exposed to arsenic and water had smaller babies who grew slower. So arsenic comes in a lot of times through our water. That's why, like rice, you know, rice very easily has arsenic because of water. It could be in the soil, the water, and the water seeps it up from the soil. Pesticides, arsenic's even in our air. So you can get rid of it. They say many firms have been able to reduce it. It's complicated, and then you kind of wonder what process are they doing, and is that going to lead to other issues? But for arsenic, the FDA's limit on drinking water is 10 parts per billion. And it really hasn't been set yet for juice, despite what happened in 2013 with their, you know, moving forward with that. So Consumer Report chemists recommend 3 parts per billion after they reviewed medical literature. Now, lead. The FDA's limit in drinking water on lead for lead is 5 parts per billion. And in juice, 50 parts per billion. Consumer Reports said, there should be less than 1 parts per billion. Now, for cadmium, no explicit limit. Consumer Reports said, keep it under 1. So now, Consumer Reports is getting the FDA off their butts, asking them to take stronger action on curbing metals and products, particularly those marketed to children. Okay. So now, some of you are scratching your head, and you're like, Dr. Dahlia, I'm noticing some things with our kids. And could this be why our kids are different? You know, our kids are different. I admit that. There's something different with the Generation Zs and the Generation Ys. I'm a Generation X. You had the baby boomers, right? And then you had the generationers or the traditionalers. Those were the ones that were born before the wars. You had the baby boomers born after the war. Although I really think some of them, you know, when, you know, people came back on leave, I think some of the baby boomers came from that too. Okay, and then after the baby boomers, you start to have the Generation Xers, which is me. And we drank juice, but not a lot as kids. And then came the Generation Wires. And the Generation Wires really had a lot of the sippy cups and the Capri Suns. There's only one Capri Sun. So I remember the Capri Sun commercials. I remember them coming out when I was in school, but it was expensive. My mom was like, drink water. I'm not going to buy you a Capri Sun. You're going to drink water. And, you know, we weren't going to buy, you know, extra drinks if we didn't have to. Yeah, we'd have some soda pop once in a blue moon, but, you know, for the most part, we had water or milk. But we weren't as big a juicers as those that kind of grew up in the 90s and then the 2000s or whatever. And so I know this isn't probably the most politically correct, but what are we noticing that's kind of different? I don't want to say wrong, but different with the younger generations, and could it be related to metal poisoning? I think there's a hypersensitivity in the other generations, but that's hard to dissect out, blaming it on, you know, apple juice. But I do notice that the younger kids seem to just be a little bit more sensitive. I notice more crying in boys than we used to, and that's okay. That's okay. I mean, we want kids to be very open with their feelings, and, you know, so it could be environmental and societal where we're like, it's okay to cry. You know, the idea that a boy can't cry, you know, but I remember, though, that, we grew up, no crying, but the girls, too. You know, stop the crying. So we stopped the crying. I'd still cry, but I wouldn't wail, and I wouldn't go through a box of Kleenex. But I just don't remember my brothers being criers. My dad would have cried. I just don't remember boys crying. They may hurt and fall, but then it's done. And I think we have more hormones in our food. I would probably attribute it to hormones rather than arsenic. But I think a lot of the hormones, I think, made us more labile. And again, this is just scientifically. I think we have more obesity. I think we have boys with more moobs, pseudogynecomastia, more fat in their breast tissue. So we have, rather than a lot of these skinny boys, we have a lot of boys that have a lot of fat tissue, especially in the chest area. We do have bigger kids. The kids are kind of big. They're kind of larger. You know, they're I think getting taller. I mean, I see my kids' friends. They come over, and you know, like little baby Carson is now 6'2". I'm like, oh my god. And then eats our whole refrigerator. I'm like, what the hell happened to you? You were never supposed to be 6'2". But they did. So I think phenotypically, physically, they're different. I think emotionally, they're different. I think, though, they're brighter. I don't think they're... Everybody thought, oh, kids are going to be stupid because they're going to use calculators and they won't be able to add. Yeah, I have noticed some people when I play blackjack where they can't add. I have noticed that, but it could be because they're drunk. Or it could be because they just, you know, again, they're used to their calculator. But just because you know how to add or find a Pythagorean theorem or be able to, figure out your quadratic function or whatever the hell you're supposed to do with it, doesn't necessarily mean you're smarter. You know, we talk about the millennials, how many of them, you know, don't want to go to college. It's not because they're stupid or lazy. It's because it's a calculated decision. Why spend money on a degree that's not going to help me get a job and be $150,000 in debt? Why don't I start working? Be creative. Come up with my own business. I mean, we were ingrained that we have to go to college. And some of the millennials are like, you really don't. So, I mean, they may be the smartest generation yet. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions of the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind
to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function.
Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out.
You're only at your best when your mind is at its best.
Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The deep freeze continues in much of the country, with these folks from Chicago reacting to the cold weather.
Well, it's cold. It's very cold. It's brutal. It's the coldest I've ever been.
I think the word cold is not a proper way to define it. It's just unbelievably cold, and the wind chill is just super brutal. There's not enough layers for this kind of cold unless you're prepared to go to the Arctic.
That audio courtesy of ABC 7 in Chicago. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell is not a big fan of troop withdrawal from Syria. He explains why.
That Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and their affiliates in Syria and Afghanistan continue to pose a serious threat to us here at home. And recognize the danger of a precipitous withdrawal from either conflict.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $3.99. Clean and lubricate your fuel system while increasing miles per gallon with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a pre-med student froze to death. He's only 18 years old in a minus 51 degree wind chill. And we're being told 11 others have died across the Midwest. Hell has frozen over. This is horrible. This is horrible. University of Iowa student Gerald Bells, 18 years old, was found outside one of the halls, one of the academic buildings. just before 3 a.m. Wednesday. The National Weather Service said the wind chill was around 3 a.m. Around 3 a.m. in Iowa was negative 51 degrees. Then two people were found dead outside their homes in Detroit, Michigan overnight. Another five were killed earlier in the week from a snowstorm that hit the Midwest. This deep freeze is going to linger throughout today and then start to push east, but still they expect it to be bad throughout the weekend. Icy conditions, brutal winds, temperature as low as negative 30. They say the polar vortex pushed eastward and states including Massachusetts, New York, Pennsylvania were experiencing very cold temperatures. 2,000 flights were canceled and more than 3,500 delayed on Thursday. In Minnesota, negative 42 degrees Fahrenheit, that's where GCN's home is, and negative 31 degrees Fahrenheit in North Dakota. So, Lake Michigan froze over, parts of Niagara Falls solidified, blocks of ice were now covering the river in downtown Chicago. And so, we're not sure what he was doing. I mean, maybe he had went to study and was walking back to his dorm. Bells was studying pre-med. He had just graduated from Cedar Rapids High School. The family told KCRG that doctors did not find alcohol in the system. As you know, alcohol can worsen hypothermia. And so people think you're stumbling because you're drunk. Yeah, but he didn't drink. So, when you hear of these people that, you know, died outside their homes, you know, what happened? Did they get stuck? Did they? And, I mean, you know, this idea of freezing to death, it's really true. Now, many times when you do find somebody hypothermic, they may still be alive. Their heart rate may have gone down to the to a very, very low, you know, salvageable rate. And so as an ER doc, one thing that we tell medical students is you're not dead until you're warm and dead. So we won't say you're dead unless, A, we've seen rigor mortis and blood pooling. And, I mean, you know, there are signs of, you know, you being dead. But if you're newly found and we can't feel a pulse, we'll warm you up because sometimes you could be alive. They say the deep freeze has also caused at least a dozen deaths on Saturday. Some died in weather-related, traffic accidents like black ice. My mother's uncle died because of black ice. Black ice is some crazy stuff. So you got to see some of these pictures. This is some pretty, pretty amazing. This is some pretty seeing Lake Michigan frozen over. This, you know, they're not lying. They say two people in Detroit had died. Police found a man's body across the street from his home. He was not wearing a hat or gloves and wasn't dressed for below zero temperatures. A 70-year-old man was also found dead in Detroit in front of his neighbor's home on Wednesday. So people running back and forth to the neighbors thinking they'll be okay? No. An 82-year-old Central Illinois man died in the cold weather after authorities said he was found by a neighbor after he fell trying to get into his house. You fall, break a hip, you can't move, you're stuck outside. A 55-year-old man froze to death in his Milwaukee garage after he collapsed shoveling snow. A man was fatally struck by a snowplow in Chicago. A 9-year-old died in an Iowa pileup, and a young couple were killed in their SUV when it was struck another in a snowy road. You know, I like these MedAlert, you know, bracelets and things like that. But I'm wondering if, you know, the average older person should be wearing a whistle and a loud one. You know, because most, you know, people have hearing issues or their music's on too loud or the Netflix. But I'm wondering if we should develop some sort of a whistle that older people could wear so if they do fall or they're outside, a neighbor or somebody can hear them. Now, I get the average fall is inside a person's house, so nobody's going to hear that, which is why you kind of need these med alerts, you know, that. But a lot of people don't have that. And other times, there's people in the house. I mean, how many times do you check on grandma or grandpa? Usually, you don't. They go to bed, And then you go, okay, well, they're going to sleep. And then you get up the next morning, you go to work, whatever. You don't check on them. They could be down for the count all day. And so, I don't know. I'm wondering if, you know, we should kind of develop some sort of a whistle or something. I know I give you guys all these good ideas. So how do you freeze? Well, your body temperature drops. Blood starts to shunt. Body gets stressed. You start to go into abnormal rhythms, heart rhythms. And then, unfortunately, the heart stops. I mean, there's a lot of other mechanisms that come into play. But, you know, we'll keep you posted on this. You know, be safe out there. Not good at all. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. A New Jersey man was recently arrested on charges of aggravated assault and practicing medicine without a license after a woman was reportedly left with facial scars following a botched laser surgery. The woman, who has not been identified, told officials from the Palisades Park Police Department that a barbershop owner, Young Huang Choi, 72 years old, performed laser surgery on her face. The procedure allegedly caused her significant bodily injury, so she had scars on both her face and chin. Choi was arrested on January 25th after officials with the Bergen County Prosecutor's Office and the Palisades Park Police Department conducted an investigation into her complaint, and he's not a doctor. It's illegal to practice medicine or surgery without a license. So, what the heck happened? Now, this is something that unfortunately happens all too often, where people will think, wow, I could save thousands of dollars going to a non-doctor. Non-doctors are cheaper. I get that. I'm, you know, frustrated with the price of medical care. But it costs me a lot. It still costs me a lot to be a doctor. It costs me thousands of dollars a year just to work. Licensing, malpractice, CME, insurance, all sorts of stuff. It costs me thousands of dollars just to show up and be your doctor. So, yeah, it's going to be a little bit more expensive than a 99-cent burger. I'm sorry. Now, does that mean surgery should be 40, 50, 60 grand? Not all of them, no. So, some people want certain medical procedures done. And they find out that some people go to Mexico or Costa Rica or Brazil, and they come back looking beautiful. And they spend half the price. So when they find that there's a clinic or someplace in America that could possibly do the same, they believe it. Or they'll take the chance. We have a lot of risk takers out there. And somebody, you know, claims they're a doctor and has some certificates and whatever. And I'm a little nervous because a lot of doctors now are downsizing. And so they don't have the typical big, huge medical clinic. Some of them are doing medicine in very, very low square footage, and I don't blame them. With Obamacare and people with high deductibles, bring that overhead down. But then that, unfortunately, allows there to be some shysters who just have a hole in the wall say, yeah, I'm a doctor too. I mean, medical clinics aren't looking like the way they used to. So some people are getting duped. Make sure you contact the medical board before you have anybody operate on you to make sure that person's kosher. 1-877-DOCTORELLY.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now, there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's thebestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one of the books I'm writing that isn't done yet, but it's hopefully going to be done soon, is a doctor, female doctor, that seduces her patients. And I think it's a fantastic book. And the reason I think it's a fantastic book is because, that story wasn't out there. Unfortunately, today the story is. So I don't know now what to do with my book. But there's a 37-year-old female doctor who lost her license after having an affair with an emaciated male cancer patient. Dr. Thipa Sundarlingam had apparently followed him on Instagram and sent flirty messages. She's an oncologist. Stayed with him during treatment for his illness. She's from Toronto, Canada. She treated the patient, who isn't being named, of course. And she treated him 23 times between January and July 2015 and once in March of 2016. And she repeatedly asked him to keep the relationship a secret. Her victim said he was physically emaciated and emotionally exposed, and the loss of a critical relationship defeated me. She then dumped him for a colleague. Now, the panel criticized her of abusive and aberrant behavior with disgrace of profession, and she now has to pay $22,000 in costs after pleading no contest. So, 37-year-old oncologist from Canada was sexting him, then stayed with him, and even had sex with him in his hospital bed. Now, what kind of a sick individual is that? Now, I know I'm writing a book, but I'm not writing a book of somebody who's having sex with, people who are dying. These are, people coming in, for, gallbladder issues. My book is so good. Oh, my gosh. If this woman ruined my being able to launch my book, I am going to be tagged. So she once visited him at the hospital after drinking and engaged in, quote, mutual sexual touching. Apparently, she repeatedly asked patient A to delete their texts and keep their relationship a secret, and she was concerned that the school would become aware of their sexual and inappropriate relationship. She went to his family home, visited him at the hospital, even asked him about porn. I guess there's a porn and cheese party where there was a prize for the person who had the best cheese and porn combination. And apparently she went to... Really? Is that a thing, people? Anyway, after asking him to remove her name from any visitor log at the hospital, she ended the affair in 2015, saying she fell in love with a colleague. Now, obviously, the man cannot be named. He says, it's difficult for me to talk to anybody about it because the reality is that I'm male. So for me to say, hey, I dated my oncologist, it wouldn't be a surprise for someone to say, cool, but it's not cool. He feels abused, and he was. It's very difficult as a male to come out and say that about a female. It's usually the other way around. I was physically emaciated and emotionally exposed, and the loss of a critical relationship defeated me. What compounded this toll was a refusal to continue providing medical care at the same time. He said, at the time, I was unable to see the ramifications of dating my treating oncologist. I couldn't see how vulnerable I was and how much power she had over me. So she was stripped of her license as of this week. She pled no contest and was found guilty of sexually abusing the patient. That's true. It sounds like he lived, which is fantastic. I'm glad he lived. She's paying $16,000 to cover the therapy costs and an additional $6,000 to cover the discipline hearing costs. Now, this is money to the board. This isn't to him. I'm not, in terms of pain and suffering and all that. He could probably sue. But a very, very uncommon discussion, which is unfortunately a common theme, is patient-doctor dating. It's not supposed to happen. I mean, my medical board has very strict rules. I haven't read them because they really don't apply to me. I'm married. I don't think about that. But there are very strict rules on dating a patient. I don't know. Don't quote me. But I think if you are a single, right, doctor, medical professional, and you do date somebody, they are not allowed to have been your patient within the last 2 years. and they have to be officially discharged from your practice. So you would discharge them, and then 2 years later you could date them. Now, the problem with that is, you know, you and I both know if somebody's, you know, into somebody, are they really going to say, okay, here's a letter, and now call me in 2 years? Most likely, there's some sort of whatever. Unfortunately, though, then when there's a breakup, that person gets taken to the medical board. Breakups are so bad. Breakups are so nasty. So, what happens? Well, I had a patient who had wanted to ask out one of my nurses, and he really thought that they had something. And maybe they did. But nurses, I believe, have the same code where they cannot date patients. And I told him, no, don't be asking out my nurses, okay, elsewhere. Okay, you know, this not here. Because I want to make sure that, you know, none of the patients are approaching my, you know, staff predatorily. But I didn't think he was. I just think he liked her and wanted to know if she was available or whatever. So nothing ever happened with that. But the reason why it's a very common arena for there to be love in the air is, you know, the average medical doctor or medical professional, they're working, you know, 18-hour days. And they really don't socialize much, especially since now we're not allowed to go to, you know, pharma dinners, right? So you basically work all day, do your charts, go to the hospital maybe, and then go home. So where do you meet people? You meet them in the clinic. You're not supposed to. That's against the law and against your medical ethics or whatever, your NRS statutes in Nevada. But unfortunately, that's how many people just meet their, you know, that's how they meet people. Or a patient has to set them up with somebody. Now, patients, why would patients, you know, even think about that? Patients could be out there. They have their whole lives. Well, doctors are pretty sexy. I mean, look at me. Okay, I'm joking. Doctors are in a position of power. Maybe some of it is because doctors could give you a prescription. You think you could get something out of them. Doctors look like they're rich. Not all of us are. But they look like they have money. They look like they have a steady job. A doctor appears to be such a good catch. You know, it's a shame. You know, I had a lot of friends who dated doctors and they got cheated on. It's hard to be with somebody who everybody else wants. You know, I mean, my husband's a chiropractor and I see patients flirt with him. I'm like, No, hell no. Oh, hi, Mrs. Dr. Wax. Oh, yeah, I don't know why my bra fell loose. Yeah, I don't know why either. You know, you came in for low back pain. Get the bra back on. Sorry, Mrs. Dr. Wax. And, yeah, it's tough. I love my hubby, and he is cute. Yeah, but I do. I get nervous. You know, I don't look like I used to anywhere. He'll never cheat on me. But, you know, it is hard to know that there are younger people that vie after him who are younger and prettier and skinnier and shave their legs and shave their upper lip wax, etc. So, if you are in love with your medical provider, don't do it. If you're in love with a nurse, don't do it. Okay? By the way, you know, we bring home the flu. Really? And, you know, a lot of us, you know, we're so, you know, tired at the end of the day, we really don't want to have sex. Okay, it's kind of, you know, we're kind of done with people. So, we're not really the best catch. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin
right.
While it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product.
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.